Great road win tonight for Iowa State basketball. Cyclones go on the road 69-63 winners over Oklahoma State. Talk about it, give you my instant reaction here on the first instant reaction podcast of the 2019 Iowa State basketball season. But today I want to thank our sponsor, our friends at Carl Chevrolet. I spoke to Tony at Carl earlier today, and he wanted to reach out and thank all of you for helping Carl Chevrolet seal the deal, being named the number one GM certified dealer in the country for a record 12th time. That's out of 5,000 different dealers, more in the history of the entire program. They've also sold more GM certified pre-owned vehicles than any other dealer since the inception of that certified program. You know what that means? They do it right at Carl Chevrolet right here in central Iowa. I'll be telling you guys a lot more about Carl Chevrolet throughout the season. We thank them for their sponsorship. Your dealer for life is what they say, but I'm not going to sing it. I will sing about Iowa State's 69-63 victory over Oklahoma State. I thought going into the game, and if you followed the work at all leading up to it, you know how big of a game I thought this was for Iowa State with Kansas coming to town on Saturday. Now you have a real opportunity with the Jayhawks coming to town to get off to a strong start in the Big 12. And you know, you guys know about the Floyd standings, you know, the road wins, they count for more, all that stuff. And it really is true. And that's why, you know, I think Oklahoma State is towards the bottom of the Big 12, right? I mean, we can all agree, even though it was a tough game tonight, they're one of the lower teams in the league this year. And if Iowa State is going to be the team that we all kind of are expecting it to be at this point, you have to win this game. And Iowa State fought them off, you know. It's never easy going there. The stadium, not stadium, but the arena is like half full. I think that coach is okay that Oklahoma State has now. They're in a rebuild. But those guys were gunning for Iowa State tonight, and the Cyclones, not always a conventional way of doing it tonight, but they got the job done. I'm really happy with it. I love this team. I really do. Just with all the options, and we'll get to that here momentarily. I want to talk about Lindell Wigginton. 30 minutes tonight, 17 points, 8 rebounds. He only had the 1-3, but it was a huge one with like a minute 9 to go. And I make the point because there's one guy, and I would say that Taylen Horton Tucker is right behind him. But every team needs the guy who wants the ball in the clutch situation. That is Lindell Wigginton. He doesn't want anybody else taking that shot. And gosh, it's good to have that guy back at this time of year. We saw him not start, but come out and play 30 minutes. You know, that how comfortable Steve Prohm is with him. Interesting when I look at the minute breakdown. Check this out. So Tyrese Haliburton played 39 minutes tonight. That's the freshman. He was 4 of 6 from three-point range. Really good. I'll talk more about him here in a minute. Wyler Babb played 37. Shayok played 36. And Wigginton played 30. So you're basically just rotating the five. Jacobson played 19. Taylen Horton Tucker was a little out of sorts tonight. He only played 15 minutes. Now, that's not going to stand. He'll play more, and he'll be more of a factor, you know, as we continue on with the season. I think Steve was just playing with the hot hand tonight. But Cameron Lard played 16. Tally only got a minute. Young got 5. Terrence Lewis got 2. But when I look at the box score, before I look at points, rebounds, any of that stuff, I wanted to look at minutes tonight to see how they played out. And I find it really interesting that those four guys played the majority of the basketball game. Now, I think that'll change when Horton Tucker's not having an off night like he did. But man alive, I found that to be super interesting. I want to talk about Haliburton. He hit the two early threes. he was really the guy, the catalyst to Iowa State's 15-3 run early on in the first half that put a little separation there for a while. I almost love, though, and we saw this more in the second half when Iowa State started to get some stops, I almost love Halliburton's defense more than I do his offense. Watch his – this is a great – if you got a kid who likes watching the Cyclones and enjoys the sport of basketball, watch Halliburton's long arms and how he disrupts passing lanes. When he, you know, even when his defender doesn't have the basketball, the guy he's defending doesn't have the basketball. It's so fun to watch. And I think, you know, Iowa State goes tonight from 3-point range, 10 for 30, so that's like 33%. I actually said this to a friend earlier this week. I feel like this team, because of the versatility that it has and the depth that it has, they can, you know, Horton Tucker wasn't the hot hand tonight, plays 15, somebody else steps up. You know, Halliburton's not going to hit 4 threes every game, right? And the thing I like about this team on the road this year compared to some other Iowa State teams we've seen, one, it defends, leads the Big 12 in steals. Cyclones had 7 steals tonight. They forced 10 turnovers. So they'll defend, but they're not going to always live and die by the three. And if they do, you know, there's more than one guy to pick you up. You know, you don't have to just rely on two guys or three guys. And I think we saw a little bit of that tonight, you know, with Horton Tucker not scoring and Iowa State still picking up a road win. That's big time. That's a really, really nice stat, one that you got to be super happy about, I think, if you're Steve Prohm. Other things that popped for me, 15 assists on 20 field goals tells me Iowa State's moving the basketball. And it's something about the older you get. This is definitely happening in my life. You pay attention to free throw percentage more. I don't get it, but Iowa State goes 19 of 25 at the free throw line. It means they're attacking the basket. I thought they got a little stagnant there for a while, you know, kind of towards the end of the first half, start of the second half, but then they started attacking more and they took advantage of it at the free throw line. Outshot the 25 free throw attempts compared to 14 by Oklahoma State, and you look at the final score and that's the ball game. Some other notes I took during the first game, during the basketball game, Cam Lard, 16 minutes tonight. And he looked really good. I liked what we saw from Cam tonight. I think that was a really nice step forward for him without even seeing his numbers yet, because I truly haven't looked at them. He had a block shot in the first half, and he dove to save the ball from going out of bounds, and he really could have hurt himself. But, man, he was playing at 100%, altering shots. There was a block he had in the second half, and I tweeted this at the time. Go back on my timeline. I'm not sure exactly where it was in the game. But he just erased a bad closeout by somebody. And that is, the difference in Cam. That's why when you hear us say that Iowa State has to have him engaged to fully max out this year, that's what I'm talking about, those type of plays. Personally, I like the minutes tonight. Jacobson 19, Lard 16. That really allows both of those guys to, you know, when they're out there, to give it your all, and they're less worried about fouls at that point. Now Lard ended up with 4 of them. He's a fouling machine right now. Just pulled up his stats. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks for Cam, 2-4 from the field. Yeah, I really liked what we saw from him. I was super encouraged. Just the fact that Steve felt as comfortable as he did to play him that long, I think that's a good sign for what's going on behind the scenes. Up next is Kansas. The Big 12 games that took place tonight, we'll just run through them real quick. I've not watched any of these, full disclosure, because I was watching Iowa State. Tech went on the road and won at West Virginia. West Virginia is not looking good right now. They dropped to 8-5 overall, 62-59. Tech is the 11th ranked team in the country, so Chris Beard continues to do a hell of a job down there in Lubbock. Kansas beat Oklahoma 70-63. Looks like Oklahoma outscored Kansas by 8 in the second half there. They were down by 15 in the first half. But yeah, top 5 Kansas team will come into Hilton on Saturday, 4 o'clock. And then Texas goes on the road and blows out Kansas State, believe it or not, in Bromwich, 67-47. Ton of injuries for Kansas State. And we'll see how they are able to bounce back. But that's night one of the Big 12 for you. I want to give a shout-out to my girls, Iowa State women's basketball team. They absolutely blew out Kansas State tonight. I don't know if you guys got to watch that one on Cyclones.tv, but that is a hell of a fun team to watch. 96-58, Cyclones win it. 26 tonight from Bridget Carlton. It was kind of like retro, old-school Bill Finley. 16 threes tonight by the Cyclones. Kristen Scott had a double-double with 19 and 10. Hell of a game by the ladies, and you'll love to see that. They go to Lawrence on Saturday to take on the Jayhawks, 1 o'clock tip. And that will be on television, Fox Sports Net. So go to a bar, watch the ladies, and then head on over to Hilton Coliseum on Saturday for a little Iowa State and Kansas. Thanks to our sponsor, Carl Chevrolet. I'll have a podcast for you guys tomorrow morning. We will have the Cyclone Fanatic radio show tomorrow night at Whiskey River in Ankeny from 6 to 7. Bloom, Stansberry, and I will be talking more Cyclone hoops. You better believe that. Have a great evening. If you're listening to this on your way to work Thursday, travel safely. Thanks to Carl Chevrolet for sponsoring the Instant Reaction Podcast. Cyclones win tonight in Stillwater by a final of 69-63.